This morning we will be kind of doing our annual year in review and looking at the looking at some of our goals for 2021. We do this every year because one, we believe in transparency and accountability. So we'd like you to see when you allow God's generosity to flow through you, that faithful giving of what we do with that or what we have done with that, what we're planning on doing with that. We want to make sure that we are being good stewards, but we also want to make you understand that your giving is a good investment here at White Marsh Baptist. You know, a lot of times when we look at ministries running, we don't really think of all the nuts and bolts that go on in the background. And when we read the Gospels and we see Jesus Christ and his ministry unfolding, we see, well, he preached to multitudes, he calmed storms, he healed the sick, he ate with sinners, and those are the stories that we see, that we read, that we are inspired by. But what was going on in the background to make all that possible? You know, sometimes we just think it just happened. You know, it all just happened. He just miraculously went through and everything just fell into place perfectly out of some supernatural power. And while it was supernatural, it comes across rather mundane when we think about it. So if you have your Bibles, like you look at Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. And it says this: soon afterwards, he, talking about Jesus, went on through the cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. So this is what we normally see. We see, and think about Jesus proclaiming the gospel, going through the cities, good news, healing people, and it also some women who have been healed of their evil spirits and infirmities. So we see the whole picture. But then Luke gives us the background. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their means. So there's a whole group of people that went along with Jesus and the disciples who financed, who bought the food. Jesus didn't just snap his fingers and food was created. They went out, they bought the food, they created it, they secured places for them to sleep, they secured places for him to speak at. You know, they were doing all kinds of ministries or in the background that would seem rather mundane, but they were essential for Jesus to continue his ministry. It was part of God's plan. And so we recognize that here too. So today we're going to get into a lot of numbers, and I know it can be very boring, but I hope you'll find some inspiration in it, because you know, as I look through it, I find it encouraging. There's a lot of them. We're just going to go through them, and we'll hit things that are really the most important thing. All right, so let's just talk about last year. In 2020, our general giving was $295,000, $295,402.55. That fell short of our budget of just over $319,000, but it was more than the giving in 2019. So we do appreciate that. And so there is an increase in the budget. And so what did we do last year with that? Well, let's talk about the breakdown of that giving. So you can just see the annual giving of households. Starting from $1 to $500, $500 to $1,000. And we appreciate everybody who's in on that category. We thank you for that. And you can see where those numbers fall. Out of 84 households who attend White Marsh during the year, 71 gave. And that's a high percentage. I mean, some people say, well, why isn't it 100%? No church has 100%. And for this to be that high, that's amazing. Usually it's about 50-50 for the best of churches. So thank you so much for that, and we appreciate your faithfulness in that. Online giving, it was interesting. You know, this church never called on to online giving. It always was about three for years and years and years and years until this last year. And it went from three to 27 people who gave online. And I don't know. I think the pandemic may have had something to do with that, maybe, probably, yes. Also, giving outside the state of Maryland, because of online giving and our broadcast of our services now, four people, you know, and some of that's on a regular basis. So we do appreciate that, too. So let's talk about 2020. Well, it started off kind of okay. It was January. We bought the benches that are outside now that were loaded up that we had saved for, and that was kind of exciting. And then in February, we had the chili cook-off like we normally do. And then March came. And we heard the term COVID-19 repeatedly over and over and over again. And what started happening? Well, we canceled Marsh Angels, our senior adult meetings. We had our last Wednesday night dinner for 2020. We suspended Sunday school classes. We closed the church campus to all in-person events. And then we started with worship services on Facebook Live, and then eventually expanded it to YouTube. And, you know, to be really honest, the first Facebook Live was my cell phone on a tripod. And you can just see the progression of the pictures that you're about to see and how we have grown. We just started very casually because we thought, oh, it'll be 1 or 2 weeks, and then we will be back. And then we started adjusting, and then we started to expand what we do. And in the back, if you ever pay attention, we have 3 cameras now. And so you can see where those are. And I just appreciate the guys back there, Tom Gilbert, Craig Sammons, really took the lead on that. Others who have helped, you know, like Rick Ellifritz and more who helped with that. But we appreciate that because it's really come a long way from just being a static camera with no microphones, hardly, you know, no way to get the sound into it, to our system that we have now. And that took a lot of time. Then as we got more into 2020, we had to try to figure out some things. So some of our Sunday school classes and Bible studies shifted to virtual meetings. Some of our teachers of the children's departments, they would send out notes and make phone calls to their kids. We started Wednesday evening devotional and prayer. It's like a 10, 15-minute thing that I just do on my computer. And I'll be really honest, that one of the nice things about that is that for a long time, whenever we tried an ongoing Wednesday night devotional and prayer, it's always hard to do it in person. But now we have at least usually 9 to 10 households on Wednesday nights watching. And so how about that? We found something that actually was working and ministering to people, you know, in something that we weren't even thinking about, you know, over a year ago. Deacons called their families during the time. Members called families during time. Women's ministries, Secret Sister Project continued to meet throughout the year. We created a little text messaging group for those in the healthcare area, especially early on. That got a lot of attention as the nurses kind of gave shared prayer requests. But the other thing I noticed that some of them did was they actually shared protocols about how they handled different things, which was helpful when everybody was still trying to figure things out. Then in March, then we do some more than the months, we were able to give gift cards for firefighters and police officers. Because of you allowing God's generosity to flow through you, we got those benches put up in May. In-person worship services started back in June, and you know, with the different protocols, the hand sanitizing the machines, and then putting the bandanas on the pews so that we could meet in a safer way. So that was exciting to be able to meet back, and actually Father's Day, giving out the dad root beer was our first holiday back. I mean, the first holiday we could celebrate together. Unfortunately, we had to cancel VBS in July, but in August, youth did make a trip to Skycroft. Instead of a week long, it was just a day trip, but we were able to do that. So, you know, ministries were continuing. You know, even though we weren't meeting on campus as much, things aren't happening as much on campus, they were happening in other places, and that's not a bad thing. That's actually a good thing when we can find unique ways of ministering to one another. Then in September, we had Easter in September because we couldn't meet in the springtime for Easter. We had Mother's Day in September. We also ministered in over there is a day called No Senior Eats Alone Lunches. We provided that for our senior adults in our church. The youth had their yard sale. And then in October, we gave money for the Center for Pregnancy Concerns so that their kitchen could be established. And then in October, we had Trunk or Treat drive-through. And I forget how many. I think it was a couple hundred cars that came through there. So it was really exciting to be able to have a ministry and have something that looked a little more like normal. That we practiced all the safety guidelines that we could. It all seemed to go just well, and I appreciate everybody that did that. In November, we had the address change. I only put that there, and I know you think that's no big deal. Let me tell you, it took us about 5 years to get that address change. It was no small task. And so that was kind of exciting, so that our neighbors will no longer get our mail. It is shocking to us that it says White Marsh Baptist Church, and they deliver mail and packages to the wrong address. And sometimes we even put in the instructions, it's the building with the steeple. And they still get that wrong from time to time. We had a hanging of the green services in December, along with our Christmas musical, Come and Behold Him. So it looked more normal, and even our Christmas Eve service. So things were kind of seeming normal. Even though we're still wearing our mask, we're still social distancing. And the staff did a great job this year. You know, they continued working. They found unique ways to work. We did a lot of things with Zoom this year. We worked on parts of the building that never get touched, you know, hardly at all, because we had that time to be able to do that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about operating in the building. The building operational costs. So, you know, when you come every Sunday, you see the building. It's not a huge building, but it's a pretty large building. And we have figured out when you take all the maintenance, the insurance, the equipment, repair, just general things to keep the building running, all those bills, it works out to about $300 a day, just for it to sit here, $300 a day. And the way that we divide the building up, it's in three sections. So that, like, when people come to use the building, that's how we figure the fees. You know, so we do $100 per section. And so we would rather the building not sit empty during the week if we're paying $300 a day for it. We would rather it be used. And under normal times, it is used almost every single day. And the ministry's here. We have a small school that meets during the week when it's not pandemic time. And other people who come in and out using the building. So that's what we like. So, you know, when we talk about that, you know, one of the ways that we maintain the building, in addition to this, is that we have volunteers who come in. And so these work days, there's like... Every now and then, almost every week, there under normal times, there's somebody here volunteering and doing something. And probably when we figure out the cost of that for their volunteer time, we just do it $15 an hour. It works out to about $3,100 a year of general maintenance that's done just by one or two people coming in every week. Then we have these general work days, which add about another $1,400 to our get-together when we decorate as a group, like at Christmas time. That adds another $315. So it brings out to a total about $4,800. And, you know, we get all kinds of things. We have sinks, you know, that are repaired. We have the reeves that are hung up and the security cameras that are that have been put in. And so, you know, you understand why faucets need to be replaced because they start dripping, and reeves and decorations throughout the different year. And the security cameras we were starting to add over a year ago just because of growing concern about safety on church campuses. And especially during the week when, you know, our office administrator, custodian, sometimes are here alone. We want to make sure that they are safe. So we will continue adding to that. You know, on Sunday morning, the typical worship service, this is what kind of goes into it. Salaries, maintenance, equipment, all of that, it's about $1,700 a week. Volunteer hours, another $705. So you get that total value of $2,400 a week to get the worship service going. So that's an annual budget, an annual expense or value of $125,000. Wednesday nights, about $235 a day for that, so it's $9,400. Sunday school expenditure, salaries, $425. Additional resources, about $125. So the total budget is actually $550, not $52. So that brings up the annual budget about $31,000. But this is the thing that I want you to notice. And this is what all these have in common. Look at the volunteer hours for Sunday school. At $15 an hour, it's $1,650 every single week in volunteers. So that's what they bring and that they add. Annual volunteer value, that means it's $85,000, almost $86,000. So you look at that, it's a combined value of $117,000. VBS kind of seen the same kind of thing. Salaries, maintenance, equipment is less than $2,300. You add another $2,600 to the budget line item. So out of the church, it's about $4,800. But when you add volunteer hours, $18,000. You have $500 of donated material. Combined value is $24,000. Trunk or treat, you know, very little maintenance and salaries that go to that, $1,200, additional resources, $500, but the total budget expense is $1,700 with the volunteer hours of over $3,000. And we just constantly see that the ministries that we do are so enhanced by volunteers. So a lot of ministries, the volunteer hours add more than double the value of what we're doing. So when you take a look at the budget this year, it's $322,987. But if we just take those ministries and adjust where they kind of overlap a little bit, if you take those ministries that I just mentioned, not all the other ones, we're not going to talk about youth ministry, because that's almost impossible to figure out that value as far as volunteer hours. It's at minimum $20,000 a year for that. Marsh Angels, women's ministries, Bible studies, precepts, Soda Word, counseling, just in general gatherings. There's all kinds of things that are happening. We're not even talking about that. Just the things that I kind of bored you with the numbers. And the reason I wanted to show you that is because it is actually $375,744. It's $50,000 more that are added because of volunteer hours. And that's a part of our stewardship. It's not just giving financially, but it's giving of ourselves. And we could never do what we do without our volunteers. And we so appreciate that so much. Also, we have so let's talk about the goals for 2021. One of our goals is just to pay off the mortgage. Last January, our mortgage was almost $130,000. This January, it's just almost over $32,000. That's a big difference, isn't it? So, thank you for giving towards helping to pay that off. And if we just pay the regular payment, it'll be November when it'll finally be paid off. Because we were able to pay off in advance this last year, because the bank put a stipulation we couldn't do it until last year. We've been able to save thousands of dollars in interest. And one of the best ways, just to let you know, one of the best ways to help us to pay off that mortgage is just by regular giving to the church offering. That's always helpful. But if you have something like a little extra that you might like to give, maybe a part of the stimulus money, or maybe a part of your income tax return, or if you have some sort of stock, or if you got into this whole Reddit stock thing and made a killing on GameStop that's now worth more than Boeing, which is crazy. Maybe you like to give towards that in that way. But otherwise, you know, it's just an ongoing, faithful giving, week in and week out, that allows us to do so much. And it helps us to be able to plan. And I know people are like, well, what are you going to do when the mortgage is paid off? And, well, we're going to celebrate. But we also know there's other expenses coming. We know that the parking lot needs to be repaved. We know that the storm drain is going to need to be repaired someplace, sometime soon. And we know that the sanctuary HVAC system is over 20 years old. So that's going to have to come sometime. So there are things that are planned for the building still. But really, our biggest goal this year is a return to a new normalcy. And that's about gathering, volunteering, and ministering. And starting to be able to turn back into doing things like this. Especially with the vaccine that's coming out. So we'll continue our Sunday celebration services. We'll continue broadcasting them. We've already started to look at a soft opening of nursery and preschool during 11 o'clock service. And as we get closer to that, you'll hear about that. We're kind of waiting for people to be vaccinated, but we're also waiting for schools to go back. There will be a gradual resumption of Sunday school classes. We're not sure how that's going to look like. We're kind of waiting to see what the recommendations are after the vaccine. We know masks will be around for a while. Will it be the strict social distancing that we're kind of experiencing now? We don't know. But we are looking into a gradual resumption of Sunday school classes. We hope to do VBS. It might look different than the previous VBSs, but we hope to be able to do that. Eventually, we're going to return to Wednesday night dinners. And one of the things that we were thinking about anyway, and now with COVID, is probably it'll go to not self-serve, but to be served. We'll probably have like sneeze guards around the food to protect it, and we'll have volunteers that will help dish out the dishes. We would like to see the senior adult ministries, Marsh Angels, start up again. One of the other things that we're looking at are social days and opportunities, and that's especially for our senior adults. It's been a long time. It's almost a whole year now that many of them have been isolated. And isolation isn't good. So what we would like to do, and what we're looking at and trying to maybe establish one day a week where they can come up and they can play pool or play cards or put a puzzle together. So we'll be looking at buying some new equipment for that, where they can gather on like a Wednesday and just spend a couple hours together talking and being around each other. But again, it's going to have to depend on protocols, won't it? But we just see a real dire need for interaction somehow in a safe environment for our senior adults and for others, too, and for our youth. And we've been buying things. We bought a popcorn machine, and we bought a snowball machine so that we can start doing that. And even offering the social events maybe after church on a hot Sunday, you know, having snowballs outside. So one of the things that we're looking at is helping people to gather and in a safe way so that 2021 will not feel so lonely and so isolated. And one of the projects that's in the works right now thank you to healthcare workers and those who are within our church that work in the healthcare field. You'll be hearing about this a little bit more, where we're going to give each of our healthcare workers an opportunity to kind of be a missionary, not only for Christ, but for our church, just to say thank you to the people that they work with. That would affect a lot of hospitals, probably about a half a dozen hospitals. We're looking at maybe working with something a little bit more precise with Franklin Square because we have a closer relationship with them because they're closer. We're really excited about that. And we figure that now that a year's almost been up, maybe some of the thank yous that were early on have died out. And we just like to let them know that we appreciate that they really sacrificed a lot this year, you know, having to double glove, double gown, double mask at times, being able to go in and not really taking the time off like they might have been able to do before. And so we're excited about doing that because there's opportunities that we have to minister in the name of Christ. And we'll continue doing what we have been doing. This last year, we've also helped many families who are having financial struggles. We'll continue doing that. People will be getting married. We'll be ministering to them. And unfortunately, there will be people who will be passing, and we'll be ministering to them also. But we could not do a fraction of what we do if it wasn't for your faithfulness and giving of both your time and your treasure. And we appreciate that.